Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief
requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, I want to say hi and thank you so much for joining the Dr. Glovina Show. It is amazing that we're going to talk about getting a grip today. Yeah, getting a grip. I really want this not only to get your day started, your week started, your planning phase started, but I really want to just pump a little gas here today for myself as well as you. You know, when we get a grip, it's kind of like, you know, we calm down. However, we take control. Yeah, get a grip. You calm down, but yet you take control, even if it's of your feelings. You get a hold of things, get a hold on yourself. Moses had to get a grip. You know, there is the story in the Bible where God gives Moses the power and the divine power and authority. Moses already has a staff in his hand because he was serving as a shepherd for many years. But God took what Moses already had in his hand, and he gave him a new grip on it. He was always walking with it. He was always using it for various reasons. But now God took what Moses had and gave it a whole new meaning. Just get a grip. Yeah. Let's take control. Let's what God has already given us. I want to encourage you. I'm working on it as well. I mean, bear me out here. There are some things that we need to tidy up. We need to get a grip on some things and wrap some projects up. We're still in the preparatory stage because we're about to really take off. I mean, so many of the listeners right now are about to take off in some areas. It could be, I'm not going to even begin to name the areas that you may be taking off. This is preparation for a launch period. This is what we're moving toward. But it takes some things to do this. It takes things in order to move forward. You know, there is a scripture that says, now faith, I believe it's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Some say it was written by Paul. Some say the author is actually unknown. But faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's the conviction of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. If we would believe, not just think it, not just say it, not just recite it, but let's step into the new dimension of belief. If we will believe in ourselves, believe in the power of God, not in that particular order, you know me by now, but let's begin to walk in a greater belief. You can do it. And one of the ways to exercise that or to develop that is through successful experiences. And sometimes we have some pretty unsuccessful experiences before we have the successful one. That being said, don't give up. Don't give up. It is time for us to make some decisions. I know that's a tough one. It is for me as well. I'm not above what we're talking about today. Plan. Go on and kickstart it. Yeah. Then continue until it's finished and complete. Maybe you want to clean out a junk drawer. Excuse me. That's one of my favorites. When I want to get started on something, sometimes I'll start in something as small as the kitchen. You know, some of you may have one. I know I do. The drawer where I just throw everything in the kitchen. And sometimes when I really need something, I don't even know it's in there. So now we can start out with something as small as that. Cleaning out your vanity cabinet in your restroom. But there are some things that we need to complete. And there are some must things that we need to do in order to complete it. And I know, and maybe you do too, I'm talking to my listeners, maybe there are some things that you don't complete. But we don't want to leave a lot of things undone. Let's set a time frame. Let's say just over the next 9 weeks. You know, 9 is really the number of, it's really a greater number of new beginnings. It really is. When you think about even the word feminine, if they pronounce it correct, it's feminine. And also along those same lines, normally the pregnancy is 9 months. A new beginning. I know 8 is the number of new beginnings. 9 is, we'll say, a new birth. That'll settle our conversation on that. But I do want you to begin to look at some of your projects. We've talked about on the podcast before how to set these goals. But we want to talk a little further on how to let's get these things done. Let's make a decision what we're going to work on, what needs to be cleaned up, what we need to get a grip on, what we need to plan, start, continue, and not just continue, add this onto it, finish it until it's complete. Sometimes we can get things partly done, halfway done, and, you know, we might get a little discouraged. No, just take a deep breath. Slow down. You can pump your brakes. You can just take a moment, but I want you to get back on that project. It could be your writing of your book. I heard a woman say the other day, she's writing a book. I don't want to put her title out there because I don't want anyone to grab it, but it could be that you're writing your book, but it's going to take some initiation. It's going to take some planning. There's going to take some execution. That means beginning it. And then we have to monitor it and control it. And then bring it to closure. That's with anything. If you look back over your career, if any of you worked or if you went to school, that's it. We have to start it. We must. We've got to bring some things to completion. I want us to begin to look at just no matter at what point you're listening to this podcast, give yourself, let's say, about 9 weeks. Make a list. Prioritize that list. And then begin to move on those things. There's nothing wrong with multitasking as long as it doesn't overwhelm you where nothing gets done. But you can multitask. You really can. But not to the extreme where you get overwhelmed or frustrated and you don't get anything done. Some projects can be combined. Some of the things that you do can be combined. But I want to touch for a moment in the short time that we have together today, these incomplete projects, you know, this non-closure. We've got to close these loops, my beloveds. We've got to get a grip and begin to work on these projects and get these things closed. It could even be with people. Maybe you have to complete something that happened in the past that you're living with now. Some things in the past need to stay in the past and stop looking back over these things, rehearsing them in our minds. And just ask God to give us the strength to get past this. I used to rely on a scripture, and I can't give you a definite quote or location of it right now, but I used to rely on a scripture that says, Jesus Christ is today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I used to take that scripture, I actually read it in a book, this method. I used to take that scripture, and I used to think about maybe something that I'm concerned about in the past. It's not doing me any good today, but it has me tied to the past. And I would use that scripture, and I would just ask the Lord, just come into this situation and help me to resolve it. Because a lot of times it's just stuck in our mind. It's no longer even real in our life. And I would ask just for help to overcome this. And the thing about asking for help, especially when we ask for it with Almighty God, it may not be immediate, but if you'll be patient, God will help us to overcome these things. And so even if our mind is foggy, and the mind gets foggy because it's cluttered, it's too much stuff. We haven't gotten a grip on things. We haven't taken control. We're not getting a hold of ourselves and moving forward. This is what we need to do. And I'm going to give credit to that for a friend of mine by the name of Louise. She actually gave me that today. Yeah, believe it or not. I was actually talking to Siri, you know, about getting a grip, and she thought I was talking to her, and she answered, and she gave me the same answer I would have gotten from Siri or Alexis. So, you know, that's getting a hold of ourselves, taking control, and you do have control. You know, I want to focus for just a moment or two on when the mind gets foggy. The mind gets foggy because it's cluttered. I know it sounds simple, but think about it. Think about how many promises, how many agreements, how many covenants have we made to ourselves and to others. Just think about it for a moment. Now the mind is all cluttered and foggy and so many unfinished tasks are interfering with us moving forward to the new task. In other words, sometimes the mind gets foggy and it begins to interfere with our destiny. How many of you want to fulfill your destiny? How many of you want to take it a step further and really accomplish what God sent you here to the planet to do? Unfinished business takes up room where the new projects need to be. Yeah. Walking in the abundant life doesn't mean abundant clutter. Abundant life does not mean I got a bunch of things. Abundant life means that I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in prosperity, which includes health, which includes healthy relationships. The abundant life, the wealth is there. Now we want the abundant life. We want the inner fortitude to be able to enjoy the abundant life. Yeah. There's a scripture that says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I believe Jesus said that. Now, can we believe that? He came so that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So why am I not completing things? What are the blocks in my mind? Is it the fear of letting go? Is it I'm scared of what the future may hold? Am I afraid to let go of the past? Am I unclear as to where God wants me to go? I'm just trying to stir up the gray matter this morning. I'm talking to me too. What emotional baggage are we carrying? And then a big one, the fear of making a decision. You know, there is a place called limbo. It's not on the map, but I've visited there quite often. It's called limbo. You know, we get in a state of mind where we're in limbo, afraid to make a decision. But let's move forward. I'm not just here to stir up the gray matter today, my beloved, but I am here to help us all to move forward. I'm telling you, There is so much that's waiting for us if we will tidy up, if we'll get a grip, if we'll take control, if we'll get a hold of ourselves and get some of these small things taken care of. Because some small things have become big things only because we didn't do it. So let's get in the completion mindset. Tell yourself, you know, the mind controls everything. And if I have any medical people that are listening or any mental health people that are listening, you can attest, you can push us along. The mind controls everything. I think this is why the Bible reminds us, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He kept moving forward. He kept moving forward. Now listen, get in the completion mindset. In other words, it's already done. All I have to do is say the end is declared from the beginning. Am I giving too much this morning or this afternoon or this evening, wherever you are in the world? It's already done. All I have to do now is to act it out. What do you mean by that? Take action. Execute. You've already done the, in most cases, we've already initiated it. That's why it's still hanging in our mind, my mind as well. We've already done the planning, how we're going to do it. Now, let's step into a different realm, a different level. It's already done. It's already done. I just have to act it out. And I have to monitor it and control it. And then next thing you know, the project is complete. It's brought to closure. I know there are a million things that's probably going through your mind that you need to do, because as I'm talking with you, there are a million things I need to do, and million's a big number. You know, it's probably really about 8, 9, or 10, but we can do it. Now, sometimes we have to ask for help. Sometimes we have to seek. And then sometimes we just have to come and knock on the door or turn the doorknob and walk through it. You need to ask yourself, what do I need to complete this? We're not the only ones. What do I need to complete this? Can I say this? 5 things completed. I'm going to repeat that. 5 things completed are better than 20 things on the list uncompleted. 5 things completed, excuse that background, okay, I'm not in a soundproof studio, okay? 5 things completed is better than 20 things on the planning list. So what do I need to do to complete this? Start just 3 things. I'm going to remind you, and we're just about bringing this podcast to a close. I'm going to remind you, Abigail did it. Who is Abigail? Abigail was a woman in the Bible who was married to a very, very wealthy man, and his name was Nabal. Now, I'm not trying to insult anyone, this name Nabal, but the true interpretation, Nabal means fool, F-O-O-L. In other words, this woman, Abigail, was married to Nabal, and he did something that endangered the entire family. But listen, this story is contained in 1 Samuel, I believe, chapter 25. You can read it later, but Abigail had to go and fix some things because her family was about to be destroyed. Why are you telling me this, Glovina? Because maybe some of the things that you have not completed, maybe it's more than just, I need to get new cabinets, or I need to get this repaired. Maybe it's involving the family, a decision that you need to make, an initiative that you need to take. This could be involving your legacy. How will I transfer my legacy? Do I need to get an attorney? Do I need to get a trust? Do I need to write my will out? You see, Abigail stood in the gap. She stood in the gap for her entire family, their servants, her wealth, and everything, because her husband had made a big mistake. Sometimes you have to cover people that you're connected to. Maybe they've made a mistake. And maybe you're just going to let it just lay out there. Maybe you should get involved in that. But listen at this scripture. Don't forget, we're headed toward the end of this podcast. Get a grip, right? Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 skins of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 sheaves of parched grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them upon donkeys, plural. And she said to the young men who were accompanying her, "Go on before me, and I'll come after you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. Wow. She did not tell her husband what she had planned to do. He was the one that messed it up. Tell it like it is, Gormina. And now she's having to come and repair it. She had to initiate a project. Look at all she did. Look at what, I'm trying not to get too emotional here. Look at what all she had to initiate in the planning stages. 200 loaves, wine, sheep. She had all, and then all of this had to be put up on donkeys. Then she had to manage her workforce to get this done. Get a grip. Take control. Get a hold of yourself. What is it that you may need to do? Let's look at 9 weeks. Remember, 5 things done are better than 20 things just on the list. 3 things done are better than 5 things never started. Let's get in the completion mindset. It's already done. I just need to walk it out. Tidying things up, getting a grip on things. Yeah, Abigail did it. She delegated some things. That's one of the things I struggle with, delegation. Not so much I don't think I'm around a lot of smart people, because I am, a lot of capable, intelligent, resourceful people. But sometimes I feel like, and you may experience this too, I don't want to bother them. They have things to do as well. So I need help in that area. Delegate, ask for help. Abigail made haste. Look at what all this woman had to do, but she completed it. If I were to give you the end of that story, she saved her whole family. She saved the family wealth. She preserved even their servants. What she delayed was a massacre. What she prevented, rather, was a massacre. She decided to do something, and it was worth doing. So when you make the decision or you look at your list, is this worth me doing? Have I missed the window? Is that window closed? Should I go a little further and see if there's another, quote, open door? Because what happens, I'm moving toward the end, we create the vacuum principle when we begin to get things done. We began to make space for something new. Yeah. You know, I don't have a mini storage, but I sure know mini storage is booming because they build these storage places all over America. For those of you that are listening from out of the country, it's places where Americans rent this space, and we put our extra stuff in there, the stuff that the garage couldn't hold, the junk room couldn't hold. We actually pay and put stuff in there. So it's time to move some of this stuff out. Clean out the old, or clear out the old, so we can make room for the new. Because I believe, let's say 9 weeks, just say approximately 9 weeks from now, there's a brand new beginning waiting for us, and we don't have room enough to receive it. We're under an open window of heaven right now, and we want to let go of the old. And we just want to get a grip on the new. Yeah. Wow. We'll just start making those lists like Santa Claus, checking it twice. I want to shout out today. I want to say hi to my beautiful mother, Lois. I want to say hi to my Aunt Steen and my Aunt Jewel and Rosemary. I want to shout out to my sister Jewel, my sister Leitris. And I want to say hi to Isaiah. Yeah, I want to say hi to DeAndrea. And congratulations on your new podcast. I want to say hi to, oh my goodness, so many. Hi, Terry. Hi, Robbie. I want to say hi to Juanita. Hi, Omo and Sam. I know you're out there. I want to say hi to Cameron. Hey, hi, Carolyn, Brian. I want to say hi to Tangia. Hello. Hi, Renee. Keep up that good work with the Hebrew lessons. I want to say hi to the Wendell Phillips Hall of Fame. Awesome group, doing some great, assisting a lot of students to go to college. I want to say hi to Donna. Hi, Margareta. Hello, Cecilia and David. Hi, Aaron and Paula. Hi, Donna, doing all that hard work over there. Good work for the Department of Defense. I want to say hi to Louise. Hi, I want to say hi to Iris. I know sometimes it's gloomy. I want to say hi to you as well. I want to say hi to Arnold. I want to say hi to LaVoice and Betty and Gloria and Shelley. And hi, Sheila, John, Nigel. I want to say hi to Sheila. I want to say hi, Courtney, Anthony, Kaifa. I want to say hi, and I want to say hi to Curtis, Monique. Hi, and I want to say hi to Ellery. I want to say hi to Vera. Hey, I want to say hello to Judy. Yeah, I want to say hi to Janine. Janae, hi, Denise. I want to say hi to Glenda. Hello. I want to say hi to all my listeners. Did I say hi to Valerie and Shatoya and James? Yeah. Sean, Carolyn, Marlon. I want to say hi to Steven and Nico and Allie and Jordan. I want to say hi to my beautiful great-grandbaby, Tandana. How are you? Hey, Cheryl. I want to say hello to Kayla and Lauren. Hi, Frida. Hope you enjoyed your trip to Italy. I want to say hi to the Pembertons today. And I want to shout out to Bishop and Dr. Thomas. Wow, did they bless us yesterday. I want to say hi also to Betty in Italy. I want to say hello to Bishop Jones in Liberia. God bless you and your ministry and happy upcoming anniversary. Hi, Stephanie, Antonio, Chloe, hello. Hi, Minister Marie. And I want to say hi to lovely, hey, Tyler, Tia, I know you're there. I want to say hi to Kevin and Lynn, Brian, Taylor. I want to say hi to the brand new addition to the family. His little name is Isaiah. He's only about 3 weeks old. I want to shout out to Royal today. Hi, Walter and Misty. Yeah, I want to shout out. Hi, Robert. Yep, sending you love. I want to say hi to AJ and Tony, Noel and his family. Did I say hi to Monique? Hello, Monique. I want to say hi to LaDonna. I want to say hi to Mona. I want to say hello to Velveeta and Tony. I mean, there's so many. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you. Hi, Angelo. It's not because, hi, Clarence and Stacy. I see you. Yes. Hello. Hello, Florence English. Hello, Mr. English. Hello. Hi, Althea and Francie. Hi, Pastor Andrea. I see you. Wow. I want to say hi to Debbie Rice. I want to say hi to Antigone. Yeah. Oh, listen. I mean, we have, we've got some people here on the line. Wow. We've got people listening in Romania, China. Wow. Japan. Thank you for listening. Liberia, Ghana. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening, Jamaica. Hello. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that you would take time to spend this time with me on the podcast. I hope that something has given you that extra inspiration, that push, that gas in your tank to get a grip and begin to put some movement behind your plans. It's going to take action, my beloveds. I think about when I was a little girl, my grandmother, she would tell me to go clean the bathroom. And I would say to her, Mama, I can't get this stain out. She would say, put some elbow grease behind it. And I would look, where is the elbow grease? What she meant was put some action, scrub a little bit harder. So you may need to work a little harder, but don't be afraid of hard work. And I want to say to you, I love you, I believe in you, and I hope that today has helped to get your week going in a real good direction.
peace, prosperity, and love.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.